This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. At least 29 people were killed when a magnitude 7.2 earthquake struck Haiti on Saturday, as Prime Minister Ariel Henry said he was rushing aid to affected areas. In an AP interview, U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist Paul Caruso said this was a deadly earthquake.
In this case, we have significant damage. Our pager is estimating that we have significant fatalities and significant economic damage.
Henri declared a one-month state of emergency for the whole country and said he would not ask for international help until the extent of the damages is known. The island nation is still recovering from a devastating earthquake in 2010 that killed hundreds of thousands of people and left more than a million homeless. Its president was assassinated in a home attack last month, with the country already in a political struggle, adding to the turmoil. President Ashraf Ghani told Afghans in a recorded message Saturday that he intended to fight the imposed war and would make sure that the security forces were up to the task at a time when the Taliban seems to be inching closer to the capital city, Kabul. Ghani said he continued consulting with important players both within Afghanistan and internationally and would share results with the public soon. The message quashed widespread rumors in Kabul that Ghani was going to announce his resignation and allow the Taliban to enter the city in return for the militant group announcing a ceasefire. On Saturday, the Taliban captured Mazar-e-Sharif, a large, heavily defended city in northern Afghanistan.